Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3. On the Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin III. Again, that's facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin III. Ladies and gentlemen, mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose to cover a few over time. Please check the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. Here's what I have for you today. Today we are going to talk about trees. Glass tubes. Trees and glass tubes. And I know some of you are probably thinking about one thing, but nah, this is gonna go real down the rabbit hole really well. I have a not perfect, but a very profound metaphor for you today. That's how we can put it. Yes, I have a non-perfect but very profound metaphor for you today about life. And of course, I was inspired by this by the recent passing of my mother. I've been blessed. I have a certain peace in my heart about it. And each day it gets a little bit more better, a little bit more clear. I will say this. The passing of a loving parent or anybody who's been extremely close in your life, it's a little bit more manageable after you've gotten a certain footing into your life or a certain understanding about life. And I think that's why I'm really inspired to share something that came to me with y'all and may it continue as the purpose of this podcast has been to just give you a different way of looking at things that can help make your life better and also maybe be an impact on other people as you find it to be useful in your life. But, rest in power, mommy and daddy. Rest in power. Okay, so let us talk about the glass tube and the tree. Beautiful tree. Imagine in your mind, beautiful, lush orchard. And in the middle of that orchard is a very tender, maturing, vibrant tree. This tree is well taken care of, but there's something unique about it. This tree is surrounded by a perfectly clear glass tube, and at the top of the tube it's sealed off as well. This tree grows, matures, it branches out. It starts off really small and then it hits its own little spurt, gets stronger, roots go deeper, And it's a very beautiful tree. Takes in all the sunlight, still gets all its nutrients from the ground, even its water. Perfectly growing in the direction. And it branches out and everything's fine. And then the branches of the trees start to butt up against the glass tubing. And it's still growing. But because of the confines of the glass tube, the tree is forced to go in directions that it has not been used to. It has to adapt to the constraints of the glass tube, but yet it still grows. And this tree continues to grow. It still continues to reaches out. It continues to still reach out, expand, and its leaves, you know, find the light where it can. And its trunk is thicker, roots get deeper, and it grows, and it grows into a direction upward because that's where the most potential is. And it continues to do that until it reaches the top of this perfectly clear glass casing. And it grows as much as it can. And eventually, because of the space and constraints within the glass tube, the tree starts to lose its ability to expand anywhere. It gets constrained. And slowly as it gets constrained, its beauty starts to wax, its leaves starts to fall, and it eventually passes away to be broken down and perhaps to make room for another tree in that tube. So, what does it mean? What am I trying to say? What am I trying to explain about this tree and this glass and its process in managing the glass? What I saw out of the tree and the glass metaphor is that our lives are that tree. We start off with so much potential, so much to explore, so much space to expand, and we are here to express that beauty within nature, which is absolutely awesome. So, what does the glass tube in the represent? Well, the glass tube represents the faded constraints in our lives. And it's glass because you can't see it, but you know it's there. There are certain constraints that you will reach in your maturity that will direct you in a prime direction over time. Your growth and branching of the tree is your ability to use your talents, your free will, and explore your desires throughout your maturity. That is life. And it's a beautiful thing. As you mature, you come to realize that, yes, you have free will. You have talent, you have strengths, you have abilities that you haven't even discovered your full potential of. But there is also an element of fate to life, a certain determinant that no amount of free will, talent, power will overcome once that element of fate steps in. And I think it's a big challenge in the human life of figuring out what things are absolutely possible with the free will ability that you have, but what things are also constrained at a certain point because of the fate element that surrounds your life. And then it's not a bad thing. Everything has its season, everything has its cycle. And the power is in the acceptance of both your massive potential with free will and also your timely constraints with fate, and not confusing the two. And when you do this, when you come to realize that in a way, your life is like a beautiful tree that is constrained to a certain extent by a glass tube, and that in effect, some people's glass tubes are much more narrower than others, and which is up to whoever, whatever designed this life experience thing. But the acceptance of that should give you a sense of understanding, which should give you understanding of peace, and ironically, a form of power. One of the more trickier things is making sure you don't sell yourself short on your free will, your ability, your constraints. And how do you do that? Well, from my personal experience, it's continuing to exercise your free will and all of the possible options from your inspiration and things that come to you until it's just blatantly apparent. You've exercised all your options and other opportunities that reflect your talents, your strengths, your power show up. It's at that juncture where you can surrender to fate and you can also adjust with free will. And that goes across all the avenues of human experience, joy, pain, personal, professional relationships, interactions with different individuals, be it family, mates, things like that. Everything that ties into the blossoming of your life. And so I wanted to share that metaphor with you so that you can know that, yes, you have tremendous potential with your free will. You should never discount yourself with your free will. But when fate steps in, starts to slow down, cut down options in the direction that you were going, and starts to teach you that your comfort may have become a place of complacency, just realize it. Realize it. Accept it. Make room for another move with your free will, and adjust along the way. And once it comes to it, to where you've worked, you've done all you can, you've lived a full life and really like the top of the glass ceiling is when your abilities start to just diminish. Usually without much notice or much fanfare, it just kind of creeps up on you. It is okay to continue to work all the options that you know you should work, but at the same time, perhaps not stress yourself out in the process of your life reaching its final point. Something you definitely don't want to think about every day, because you want to be in the moment of your vibrance of living, right? But unless there's some miraculous energetic change in our lives where our very definition of living is changed, which could always be possible, we will all be faced with encountering the top of that glass tube, the finality of our life as we know it. But in the meantime, there's plenty of room and space to branch out, to grow, and to mature, and to explore and expand. So I just wanted to drop that heaviness of a metaphor on you guys this week. Think about it. I hope it really does help you to give you grab a deeper understanding of this whole living thing. And may you maximize both the acceptance of fate and the expansion of free will in your life. All right, this has been another fantastic episode. Real Talk with AH3. Again, background music is from Mr. Free Will, FR33. WILL. Let me check. Hold on. I'll be forgetting sometimes. FR33 WILL. You can reach him at Lightwalker, FR33WILL at gmail.com. Again, it's Light, LIGHT Walker, FR33WILL at gmail.com. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.